Welcome to 51 First Dates.
I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy.
And we are doing an experiment.
And talking about dating.
And love. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Cheers!
Cheers!
Hi, everybody. Welcome to 51 First Dates.
I'm Kimmy.
And I'm Liza.
And we're joined today by a very special guest from the podcast we met at Acme. We have Lindsay Metzler. Did I fuck it up?
No, you did it. You killed it.
Last names are very slow.
It's so weird.
Like, it's hard. First names, too, if they're weird.
Yeah,
like if they're different.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I get the weirdest varieties of my first name.
Like what?
I get Liza mostly.
Oh, yeah. Because I know a Liza.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't bother
but
me.
But I knew you were a Liza. Like,
yeah.
I just knew.
I just feel like it, I don't know. But I also get a lot of people who are like, is that your real name? Like, people who
and
think my name's Elizabeth and I shorten it. And it is my real name. But I always feel like this weird, they're trying to call me out.
Right.
I'm like,
no, they are.
A nickname,
they are.
And I'm
they
like,
are.
What joy does that give you?
Well, some sick joy. Apparently.
I couldn't lose Kimmy my whole life. It's stuck and now I just own it. But people
but
love
it's
to,
Kimberly.
Yeah. It's Kimberly.
Like Kim K.
Yeah. Or, yeah. And Kim felt too bitchy, no offense to our listeners named Kim, but it just never suited me. And it just like kept sticking. College.
That's
took it from
so
high school
funny.
Friends, took it from childhood, yeah.
Because my friends and I from college, whenever like we're being selfish and talking about ourselves a lot, we'll be like, oh, sorry, I'm being a Kim.
Oh, wait, I fucking love that.
Yeah, well, it comes from Kim K.
That's still, though. Mm-hmm. But I had that concept of it, I feel like, even before she was a household name, which is like, when was that?
Right. But Kimmy's better. It's sweeter. It's cuter.
It's just like, yeah.
Like, no one calls Kim K Kimmy K.
No.
You know,
but like Kimmy K sounds kind of fun.
It does sound
Kimmy
fun.
Kimmy K, but it doesn't sound like her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want you to talk about We Met at Acme.
Yes.
We have a lot of non-New York listeners who love learning about New York places or just hearing about them. And,
totally. Yeah. So We Met at Acme is a podcast basically about dating in New York City. But that we actually have had a few episodes where we've talked about dating in other places like Sweden or New Zealand. People talk about their experiences in New York City when they date, which I personally believe is way different than any other city. Even the major cities, like dating in New York is so different than dating in London. It's so different than dating in LA. It's really its own entity, and like the stories and the experiences that I've heard from people dating the city, truly, I don't believe would happen anywhere else. So it's really eye opening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have amazing guests on. Like, I was catching up a bit and listening to the episode with Corinne from The Bachelor, which
oh my
is like
God.
Totally before I was even like, because I'm a newer
I
convert.
I got so lucky with that.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
So cool.
She like fell into my lap, literally. My friend is friends with her and her manager as well. And she was like, I'm in the city with Corinne. Should we do your podcast? And I was like, is that rhetorical? Like,
that's
I just
incredible.
Canceled my whole day.
Really
she was
fun.
Hilarious, and she's a Scorpio like you.
That happened like right, yeah. At the beginning, I was like, oh, okay, specific.
Uh-huh.
I only know like her broader reputation because I feel like I didn't follow that season.
Yeah, no, I could tell she's a good girl, but like she's unapologetically her. You know?
I did,
yeah.
And I loved her, and I also thought that like Nick was so far and away the most himself with her. And
I completely agree. I actually thought that, and Corinne, if you're listening, hopefully you will agree. Like, you did have the most chemistry with Nick.
Totally.
And then, like, he was just an idiot and, like, dropped the ball, you know?
When they were, like, shopping together in Miami during her hometown, I was like, oh, Nick actually
he
seems like,
he's
having fun.
He's
present.
So, like,
he's, like,
fascinated, entertained by her. Like, he had to choose a boring... I hate to say it because she's a Libra, but... She was boring.
Yeah, but it's fine because they broke up and...
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
and now karma.
I know, I like didn't watch that, but I've since gotten into the Bachelorette franchise. I guess once it's gone terribly and really gotten boring, but like it just feels to me like that was such a producer's thing. Just based on what you explained
100%.
And like... That's just... 100%. Like, don't make it boring. Like, make it...
He can't pick the quote-unquote villain. I thought she was by far the most interesting girl that season.
Me
but.
Too.
And
why did she have to be a villain? Because she had an opinion?
Like, yeah.
And he
she
was the villain before, right? I heard him on a podcast Bachelor Party recently.
Yeah.
He's such a doucher. But
she said
that made me feel better because he sounds like a doucher when
he's like, he totally changed. And he really did change. I mean, I didn't really watch his whole season, but it sounds like he changed. He's also Libra and he's a douche.
Libra men confuse me.
Yeah, actually, it's so funny that you bring that up because I was going to tell you. So Liza is a Gemini. Her best match is a Libra man.
Which is so weird because I have never... Kimmy dated a Libra man for a while, and everyone, and he was very attractive, and everybody
No, he was Virgo.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. That's actually a great match for you, Kimmy.
Yeah, not this Virgo. I have a lot of friends who are Virgos, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, my boyfriend is also a Gemini. So it's two Geminis.
Oh, I didn't realize you were in a relationship.
Yeah.
Are you both?
No, because I'm the one going on the dates.
Right.
But like I'm taking a little pause because I'm moving so soon. Like there's no
What date to number talk about are you on?
33 will be the next.
And you haven't found one like true love yet?
I've found some good stuff. We don't talk about second dates, we say, but we're like figuring out what to do because we're just super teased.
Oh my God. You are like the bachelor in a podcast.
Well, it's like budget bachelor. It's like, girl. Goes on dating apps and gets random set up.
Wait, but like, so you can't post pictures on social media if, let's say, you
I haven't, yeah.
were developing with a guy.
You know? Wait, that's so true. Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. It's a great excuse not to like have to post, like, because then all the guys would be like, oh, she's like, what, like, husband up. What's the male version of wifed up?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think about this sometimes.
Dicked up.
Dicked up.
No, like hubbied up.
Oh, God. I hate the word hubby so much. Anytime I see anyone post it anywhere, I want to fucking kill everyone. Okay, so tell us more about... So what was your, like, inspiration to start the podcast? / tell us your New York dating lifestyle. /
Totally.
Tell us your worst
first date. I had long-term relationships, and it was really strenuous on my body and my mind. I don't think you should be in a long-term relationship unless, like, you really truly know from, like, every day you wake up and you want to marry them. Like, if that's not the case, get the fuck out of that relationship, you know? Like, especially, I'm 27 and, like, I'm not in a rush to get married. I am in a rush to have babies, which we can talk about, but I'm not in a rush to get married, like, by any means. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's really important to just, like, it's like that article, fuck yes or no. Like, if I don't say fuck yes, it's no. So, like, I'm just not wasting my time anymore. And I had gotten out of a relationship and, like, it was, like, kind of long. And this was, like, right before the 3-month style. And it was when I started this podcast because I was, like, I'm out of this relationship. I don't want to, like, go back into one. I want to be single for a little while, and I want to go on, like, a bunch of dates and meet people and see how it goes. And then I did that, and I was like, wow, this is horrible. Like, everyone's a psycho. The city is just, like, nuts, and I just feel like no one talks about it. Mm. And, like, no one talks about, like, really how bad it actually is. Like, you go back to your apartment with someone and smoke a joint, and, like, they're freaking out and, like, thinking, like, you know what I mean? Like, just weird, random, awkward date situations that no one, like, voices. But everyone goes through them, and, like, app dates and all that stuff. So I was like, we need a platform to talk about the stuff. Because I was talking about it with my friends anyway, but I just felt like other girls and guys were talking about it also. But they needed a place, so I was like, this podcast. I went on a friend's podcast also, and I was like, this is something that, like, I definitely can see myself doing. I just, like, want to talk to, like, whoever will listen about, like, X, Y, and Z that I think will actually help them. And I started just talking to some of my friends, and it was, like, very low-key. And now it's, like, influencers and, like, you know, celebrities if I can get them and whatnot. And it's just – but it's still the same concept of, like, dating is horrible, you know, let's figure out how to get through it together type thing.
Yeah. That's so interesting. Cause it's like, I did, when you mentioned like the 3-month thing of New York, like I feel like I had a lot of those that would sometimes extend like way too long, but not be super serious. And again, like I'm also older, but then that's kind of inspired this whole going on a ton of dates.
Right. Well, there's a thing, there's a theory. I don't know if you guys have ever heard it, but it's 3-week, 3-month, 3 years. Like after 3 weeks, you know, if like you like want to keep hooking up with someone or whatever, seeing them. After 3 months, you know, if you like them and like, I don't know, maybe love them. And then after 3 years, like, you know, if you could marry them.
Oh, so, you know, Liza. Interesting.
Yeah.
Are you at the 3-year mark?
like almost 4.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're getting married.
But I mean, like the thing is probably, but yeah. I'm in a similar place where like, I don't care about getting married at all.
Right.
He cares a little bit more than I do.
Do you care about having kids?
No. I mean, I'm just very ambivalent. Mm-hmm. Every day I'm like, and I'm a Gemini. Like mm-hmm. every day I have different feelings about everything. Yeah, like course. I was telling you before we started recording about how I have all these different feelings about being 30.
Right.
I never know how I'm going to feel when I wake up. And that's 100%. How I feel about kids. Yeah. Where I'm like.
By the way, I'm a Gemini Mars, which I don't know if you know about a Mars.
Oh. But
I assert myself like a Gemini. And I could not relate to one sign more. I am beyond. Like, I never know how I'm going to react to certain things. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if people say that, and I'm like, well, I don't know either. They're like, I don't know how you're going to react. I don't know how I'm going to react either.
And you have, like, strong emotional responses to things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. So I really get that. But I'm, like, obsessed with the idea of having kids.
Interesting. Have you always felt that way?
No. It probably happened, like, the last 2 years. It's not even something that, like, it's not external. It's, like, something from within me that's, like, you need to have a baby. Like, it's my body, like, talking to me. And, like, I'm not even, like, that spiritual in that way. But yeah. I swear to God, I know that I have to have a baby soon with or without a guy. It's just, like, a thing.
No, that's incredible. Yeah. I'm envy so much. And that's some, like, Libra shit, I think.
Yeah,
like, this definitely. Certainty. Certainty.
Yes.
All the Libras I know totally. Have, like, a deep certainty when they're certain. And it's, like, that's why it's the opposite sign to a Gemini.
Exactly.
Where we're, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know anything ever. Right. I'm 30 and I'm still, like, I'm going to figure it out. I'm figuring it out. Like, that's, I'm always going to be figuring it out. But I'm very impressed by and jealous of that. And I'm trying to find more things, like, in my day-to-day life that I, like, know I'm sure of.
Totally. It's also, like, just, like, wanting to be in control of things.
Interesting. Do you have siblings?
I do. I have an older sister. What about you guys?
A younger brother.
Okay.
I have an older sister and a much older brother.
So you're the youngest.
I'm the youngest, yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Guys, you have so many comments. Like an angsty
in the 28. In the neighborhood. No. I mean, it's interesting, though, because I feel like we're all getting that stage of life that you have to start making these decisions.
Right.
And decisions for me are a fucking train wreck. Mm-hmm. So it's hard.
They're tough.
Yeah.
They're tough. There was, like, a movie I watched recently about, maybe it was, like, Sliding Doors. Yeah, it was Sliding Doors. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That
from
movie
back in the day.
Makes me spiral with anxiety.
Spiral. Triggered. So anxiety. Triggered.
Yeah.
It's, I think, with Gwyneth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And who's a Libra, by the way. Shout out. And she literally misses a train by 2 seconds. And because of that train that she misses, she has her, we see the two things that could have happened. We see, like, if she didn't miss the train and if she did, which she did. And if she didn't miss the train, she wouldn't have seen her, like, husband cheat or, like, something like that. And then, like, she did see her husband cheating if she did miss the train. Either way, it was a mind fuck. And it just showed you that, like, everything is based on those tiny little decisions. So, like, that's why they're crippling to us.
Yeah. Yep. It's so funny you bring up that movie. I literally have talked about that movie, like, extensively in therapy.
That's
because
so
it gives
funny.
Me so much anxiety. Because I'm like, hilarious. Everything matters so much.
It and really
also,
does.
Like, it does, but then it also is like, well, then it doesn't.
Well, that's
right.
Like,
no,
fuck
I
fate,
agree.
Fuck.
But I am totally that person that was like, if I didn't do that one thing in that relationship, like, we would still be dating, we'd be married. Like, or like if a friend's like sends a text to a guy and then like for some reason he never talks to her again, I'm like, it was the text, you know? Like,
yeah,
I'm
of course.
Always.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we always, like, we have a little, like, secret Facebook group, and listeners are like, should I have maybe done this differently? Did I text you early?
Right.
It's like, yeah, maybe, but also no. Like, it will or won't. I don't know. It's such a hard
thing. No, I'm with you. Yeah. At the end of the day, if it's not meant to be, it doesn't matter what you text them.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like, it's not going to work out in your favor.
I feel like that's our biggest theme we always, like, boil down to. The thing we talk about all the time is just, like, you both just have to, like, match and, like, communicate as well as you possibly can. Like, say your feelings and what you want
and
what
you need.
And
it has to be, like,
hope
almost
they can fucking step up.
Agreed. And it has to be, like, natural in a way. Like, you can't, like, change someone's communication style.
No. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, there are some girls and guys that like to text all day and, like, be in constant communication with their partner. And there are some that, like, don't. And I would kill myself if I were with someone who didn't. But those people exist, you know?
I hate texting. Same way. Yeah, we've had this, but this has come up so many times.
Yeah.
Also, like, listeners being like, this guy is new in my life. He really likes texting all day. How do I politely, like, I like him. I'm just, like, not, you know?
Really?
That's come up. Like,
I'm shocked. That person, I don't think she likes him at all. And that's her problem. Because if she did, she would want to talk to him all fucking day.
See, I just, like, lightly disagree because even people I love the most, I don't want to talk to all day. It's at least by text.
Yeah.
I love, but then it's
we could be the literal age divide. Like, 30 and 26.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Do you find New York men, I mean, have you only lived in New York? Like, where are you from? What city did you go to college in? And when did you move
here? So I'm actually from the city.
Okay.
I grew up on the Upper East Side. Okay. My life was nothing like Gossip Girl. and I went to Spence, which is an all-girls school on the Upper East Side. And then I went to Hewitt, which is another all-girls school. And then I went to Boston University in Boston.
I went to BC.
Oh, cool. Like,
all love.
Wait, I know a few people that you might know. We'll discuss.
We'll do that off air.
We'll discuss off air. That was the extent of my education. And then I tried to live in LA for a hot second. I was like, this is heinous. And I came back here and I was writing for like a magazine. I always had social media like skills, but it wasn't like a career yet. I had started this Instagram. Sorry, this Instagram was not even around really. I started a Twitter with my roommate from college called Stoner Girl Problems. And it weirdly like blew up. And so I knew that social media was something I wanted to do, but it wasn't, it still like was, no one was getting paid to do that. Finally, that started to happen and I started to do social for a few different brands and then, and then the rest is history.
And welcome.
Okay, cool. Welcome. So how do you find, I guess, so you've maybe dated in like Boston, New York, and LA.
Yes.
Which is really interesting because those are like, different places. Amongst the biggest cities in America. Yeah. How do you think they all, like, what's your log line for each of them as cities to date
I think that LA, people in LA want to be in a relationship. Like, it's a relationship place, which you wouldn't really, like, think up front until you, like, live there. But because you don't really connect with people on the street, you're not running into anyone on the street and things like that, you kind of have to have, if not a relationship, like a very close friend to do things with. Otherwise, it gets really lonely and sad.
Yeah.
And so LA was just pressuring. I was like, I'm not ready for this, like, relationship that's going to, like, be forever. I just, like, want to explore my options. Yeah. And I think Boston was more of, like, a laid-back, but that was because I was dating kids who were in school in Boston. Yeah. I'm sure dating post-school in Boston is, like, more serious.
Yeah.
But I never really date, even though I live in the city and I have lived in the city, I never really date New York City guys. I'm just not really interested.
Yeah, and, like, people who grew up here, you mean?
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like city kids are a very specific. My first serious boyfriend ever lived here until he was 14, and then they moved to Westchester.
Right.
Which is, like, he wasn't a full city kid because he didn't go to high school here.
Right.
But I do feel like he was different than anyone I knew just from being a city kid. And I was like, it's definitely a very, it's such a specific place to grow up. So I feel like
Agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think the, like, you know, the millennial dude living in New York who maybe grew up here, if you had to generalize them, like, what do you think their traits are?
Yeah, I would say they're definitely, like, jaded a bit. I would say they usually are independent, pretty much, because, like, their parents, like, again, not to generalize, but, like, don't care about them, which is, like, mostly the case in the city. I'm very lucky. But, like, a lot of my friends' parents are more concerned with, like, their social life and, like, money and whatever it is. Because that's just what, like, that's just what New York City, like, you know, part of it is in a way. Like, at least, like, with the Upper East Side people. But I think that the guys in the city are just more, like, ruthless, almost. Like, they just, like, they think that they are, like, a bit holier than thou because, like, they grew up here, you know? Whereas the girls, like, are more, like, chill about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're very much like, oh, let me show you, like, this and let me show you that because, like, this is, like, my turf. As opposed to just, like, in appreciating the fact that, like, you're from elsewhere and, like, wanting to know about that, you know?
Yeah.
I think most of the people that, like, the guys from the city, like, have, like, that mentality that, like, they can always, like, find something better. And it's just, like, it's kind of hard because you're, like, slow down, you know? Like, all my guy friends are dating, like, 22-year-olds because they are so paranoid that some girl is going to try to, like, marry them and think that, like, they'll be safe with, like, a 22-year-old. I'm like, that's, first of all, every girl would be down for marriage no matter how old she is. And second of all, like, that's just dumb.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I find that even with guys who just, like, moved to the city after school. Like, I remember being that 22-year-old dating guy. Like, yeah, I don't know. I always think, like, I think growing up in New York is specific, but, like, a lot of guys who just come to New York do well, stay here, like, get that same mindset, like, quicker. They don't almost, like, deserve to have that mindset as soon as they get it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, had they grown up here, I'd understand it more.
The funniest part is that guys, yeah, exactly as you said, who didn't grow up here are here for, like, 2 years and start to be the same as the guys who grew up here. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wait, you're confused. Like, you're from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Like, you were nice 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just that, like, they're adapting that whole, like, there's something better attitude.
Totally.
It's just a New York thing.
Well, I even do that just with New York as a city. Like, I do, even with my move, I'm like, New York is the best. Like, now that I know it's, like, really happening and it's not forever for me. Right. Like, I'm like, ugh, but New York is always the best. Like, I'm a snot. I'm such a snot, like, about my city sometimes.
No, totally. Me too.
You, like, and again, it's different with, because the dating here is, like, pretty tough. Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah.
I think that we withstand the horrible dating because New York is just so, like, great that it makes up for it in a way.
Totally. My whole new thing is, like, find someone who's newer to New York who, like, comes here a little bit later.
Maybe. Yeah. Actually, yeah. Like, maybe 2 or 3 years in, not a few months.
Brand new. Not where you have to show them restaurants and stuff.
Like, I dated someone who was brand new, and he was like, let's go skating at Walman Rink in the park. Like, let's go to, like, ping pong at, like, Spin. Like, it was like he was reading, like, a Zagat about, like, what to do in the city. You know what I mean?
Also, anytime a new friend moves here, like, someone who is brand new to New York, for me, and, like, I just am grouchy, I don't want to do anything. Like, I want to go eat good food and drink and hang out.
Yeah. Why? What are they, like, trying to do? Like, go to the Empire State Building?
No, just, like, oh, like, there's this pop-up, like, thing. I want to. Do you want to go to this thing? Do you want to go to the Brooklyn Fleet?
I'm like, get a friend also new.
Where I'm like, I've done all this shit once and realized that it's crowded and horrible and hot and sweaty. And, like, I don't want to do any of
that. I know. I feel like I'm that person, though, when I visit my friends in LA. I'm like, can we go to, like, Alfred Coffee? Like, the pink wall.
Totally. We can also make the theme of this
New York dating. Yeah,
that, like, makes more sense.
It just makes more sense. We're getting specific. Yeah.
Just to backtrack, because we got caught up in a lot of important conversations.
We sure did.
What do you have a worst first date?
I do have a worst first date. I actually went on a date with a guy that I met at a Halloween party, which I do not recommend. Because,
were you in costume?
I'm in costume. He's in costume.
What were the costumes?
Everyone's in costume. Okay. I actually was a really weird costume that year. I was like a furry people eater. Like, you know, those weird, I don't even know what to call it. Kind of like Sesame Street-esque.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But, like, slutty. And he was probably like a Batman, you know? He looked hot, like, and mysterious.
Okay.
And so...
Was his face covered?
Probably. So, but he was hot. So he asked for my number, and I was like, yeah. And I gave him my number. It was, like, a very, like, classy Halloween party. So I was like, he must be like a really great guy, like comes from a nice family. I like sound like a Persian mom, like comes from a nice family. but he seemed nice at the time. Whatever. He got my number. He asked me out. We ended up going out to dinner at this pizza place, which was like a weird place to have dinner, but whatever. I was young. And he was Serbian and hated Jews.
Whoa.
And I'm Jewish.
Yeah, specific.
So it was a very awkward dinner. And like, also, why do I know this? If we had only a first date. You know what I mean? Yeah,
that's what I wanted to ask. Like, so how do you know
this? Did he tell you this?
Yes,
he was like... And then you had to be like, I'm Jewish.
No, it was more like he was like, I love Fox News. And like, I just watched a story about how like... About like the Israeli and Palestinians. And like, Palestine is right. And like, it's Palestine's land. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like my friend is sick. I have to go.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, this is so weird and awkward.
Yeah.
So that was pretty bad. And then another date I had, I like briefly mentioned before we started, I like smoke weed, but I don't think that everyone needs to smoke weed. It's just like, it's not for everyone. I think like that needs to be your call. Like, I'm not a doctor. And there was a guy who like wanted to be cool and smoke weed with me after a date once, and he bugged the fuck out. And he was like, I can't even sit on the couch. Like, they're out to get me. Like, it was just like a bizarre, creepy thing. And I was just like, don't put me in that position, you know? Like, know yourself.
Yeah. If you can't smoke.
Yeah.
I'm also a weed enthusiast. And I've been in that position with, I think, people who want to hang, who want to be able to hang. So they're like, I'll smoke.
She's like, trust me, if we really like to smoke, we don't need you to smoke our shit if you don't.
Doesn't bother it anyway.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you do you. I will sit here and smoke regardless. Please don't get yourself involved in situations where you're going to freak out.
And make me your weed babysitter. Literally. Which is like, I'm a great weed babysitter because I'm really good at talking people down. But I also will stop liking you if I have to talk you down.
The reason I don't smoke that much, but now I can smoke because I feel like I'm getting nicer shit. Like, but I used to not be able to because I freaked out in college once. And it was just so, I didn't want to be that person.
It happens.
It's just not.
It really does.
Yeah, weed for me on a date actually
it's
would
not
go
for everyone.
Poorly.
No, I mean, it's also, like, you have to know, you have to, I feel like it's the same thing with, like, masturbating. Like, you have to masturbate to be able to, like, have better sex because you have to 100%. Understand yourself.
You have to, like,
I feel like you have to, like, smoke
by
on
yourself.
Your own.
Yeah,
and, like, this is why I don't do edibles
people.
Around people. I just know it's variable. My experience with them is really variable. Mm-hmm. And so whenever people are having edibles, I'm just like, will pass because I don't know and I don't want to.
I'm not a big edibles fan either. Yeah. Nor am I a fan of like weed pens. I don't really like all these like new trends.
See, those are the ones I haven't freaked out on, so I like them.
The pens are so nice.
I'd probably because of that. They're like diet weed. I like diet weed.
You would like the CBD oil.
I love CBD oil. I actually have some somewhere.
It's so great. Will you tell people who may not know what acne is?
Yes.
All about acne?
So Acme is a bar on the Lower East Side, and the reason that I called my podcast We Met at Acme is because I stalked a couple on Instagram. We've all been guilty of this.
Yes.
And they got married, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so happy. And then, like, I was reading the comments, and it was like, I can't believe they met at Acme, or like, I can't believe you guys met at Acme, and I was like, what? Like, it just sounded so good. I was like, that's the name of my podcast. It was so random.
Because Acme is chic as fuck. Like,
I was like, this sounds chic. Like, we met in, like, it insinuates that it's a dating podcast, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, Acme sounds cool. Also, Acme is a famous smoked fish store.
Yes.
So I was like, whatever they want to think it is, perfect.
Also, I feel like it's the generic name that they use for everything in Looney Tunes. Do you guys remember?
Oh, 100%.
Everything is Acme, which I think is cool because then, like, when I first read the name of yours, like, I know Acme in the Lower East Side, but my first thought
was
like,
Looney Tunes.
Oh, Acme is, like, every bar in New York. But then I was like, oh, no, actually, like, Acme is a bar in the Lower East Side.
Right.
But, yeah.
I still have that connotation. It's so funny. You know, like, someone's age when, like, you find out what shows they watched growing up.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We need to talk about big dick energy.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we're going to cut right back in. Yeah. Yeah, the theme of this podcast is now New York dating, but it was going to be big dick energy. BDE.
It still can be.
I like BDE.
Yeah.
I think it's something all of our listeners should have in dating.
But I agree.
Let's talk about BDE.
Let's define it. Kim, okay. Do you know the definition or should I pull it up?
Oh, yeah, maybe we can pull up the article.
Well, let's tell people.
It's big dick energy.
In case you haven't seen it on the internet this week, which is possible.
Especially because when this comes out, there's been all this other terrible news that's going to wipe it out.
Like the world's falling apart in the next week. But
it's the cut. New York Mag's The
so
Cut.
So it was an article written by Allison P. Davis. Shout out
to
our homegirl, Allison. BDE, aka big dick energy, is a quiet confidence and ease within oneself that comes from knowing you have an enormous penis. Wait, that's not fair because I feel like girls can have BDE.
No, but yeah, read
on. Said it's not cockiness. It's not a power trip. It's the opposite. It's a healthy, satisfied, low-key way that you feel yourself. Some may call this like an oh, he or she fucks vibe, but that's different. You can fuck, but not have BDE. Some may call this a well-adjusted, but we know the truth. Okay.
So I saw a really good tweet that was like, it's almost like, I think the vibe was supposed to be like non-toxic masculinity. Like,
yeah.
Like, because then she's like, Kate Blanchett has it for days. Like, there's a whole list of people.
Kate Blanchett has so much BDE. I mean, there are so many women. I think she listed a few other women as well.
Definitely. Rihanna was like,
Rihanna has queen. Like outpouring big dick energy.
Because it kind of all starts with Pete Davidson, right? Like, that was, he's the
It started with Pete Davidson. He is said to have a big dick.
But.
And I think this woman who wrote the article decided that his energy is also that of a person with a big dick.
Yeah.
Which I believe. I really do. I think that there is something to say about energy with someone with a big dick.
Yes.
I wouldn't say necessarily, like, personality relates to that. Like, there could be someone with a big dick with a horrible personality.
Yeah.
But they might still have, like, big dick energy because, like, totally. They know they have that.
It's, like, a quiet, unspoken confidence that's, like, very hard to put your finger on.
Right. Like, just so
this is hilarious. Like, BD. Like, because I just want to say, for our male listeners, it often maybe not even, doesn't have to do with your dick size. Just
exactly.
Like, you don't even care about
exactly,
it.
By the way. So, like, John Hamm is on this list, and we all know he has a big dick because he's been in sweatpants pictures.
Doesn't wear underwear.
He doesn't wear underwear, but he doesn't have big dick energy. He doesn't. Like, he doesn't, according to Allison P. Davis.
I feel like he tries hard sometimes.
Yeah. I agree. And you know what? So he says that Justin Bieber has big dick energy, but Justin Timberlake does not.
Yes.
He says that Paul Giamatti has big dick energy.
For sure.
Such a weird thing to think about.
It's like unapologetic.
You know? That Martha Stewart has big dick energy.
Oh my God. Totally. Yeah. Well, she's herself on Twitter.
She's a fearless,
Michael
fearless
Shannon.
Woman.
We were just talking about Michael Shannon. Michael Shannon.
Oh, he has huge dick energy.
Monster dick.
I like met him in person the other day, like by accident.
What?
Yeah.
Was his energy big?
Yes. I was like, oh fuck. Like he's I was like,
yeah. Harry Styles, big dick energy. Kanye doesn't.
Absolutely not. That is the antithesis, the way he...
You know what I think?
If he had a big dick, he wouldn't be overcompensating so much.
Yeah. I think that it reminds me of that... Maybe the three of us can come up with a name for this. The energy you have where, like, you know how when you're around a couple, you can tell if they have great sex? Like, when I'm around couples who aren't fucking or, like, aren't having good sex, I can just be like, you guys aren't fucking. Or, like, couples who are fucking, like, you know it. And it's funny because my ex-boyfriend actually was the one who pointed this out to me.
Yeah.
He was like, they haven't had sex. I know they're not having sex. About one of my girlfriends and her boyfriend. And he was like, they're not having sex or they're not having good sex. And I was like, what? How do you know? And he's like, you can tell. Like, look at them. And I was like, all of a sudden it was like my eyes were opened. And he was like, I was like, yeah. And now every time I meet a couple, I'm like, do they fuck or don't they fuck? Like, I always think Barack and Michelle are a great example of this. Like, they fuck.
How do you know?
I just know. Mm-hmm. From the energy when they're together, like, it's like there's always this vibe.
I see.
I would agree.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to, like, think about my parents, but I feel like they have, like, that energy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yep.
Other than that, like, I'm not... I don't, like, look at my friends and their boyfriends and think about if they fuck.
Oh, I do with everyone.
But I don't...
Oh, God.
I don't... But I don't, like...
Maybe not everyone.
I don't think that's weird. Yeah. I think it's because my friends are so honest with me. Like,
yeah.
They're like, yeah, no, we haven't fucked in 3 weeks. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Well, exactly. Or we are fucking...
That was the punchline of the story, which I forgot, was the couple that he was talking about, like, broke up a couple weeks later. Ooh. And she admitted...
They like, hadn't had sex in like
our sex
a while.
Life is just not good, and I didn't want to be with them anymore.
Wow.
And, like, yeah, that's the thing is, like, mostly my I know all about my friend's sex life because I ask them and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, when I don't, or when it's like a couple I don't know well, or yeah, an older couple, like, whatever.
And again, it fucking has to do with, like, their connection and vibes.
It's energy. It's
like
you can't put a good vibe. It's not being touchy-feely, because I know I've met couples who are touchy-feely and lovey, and I'm like...
Touchy-feely is honestly overcompensated.
Totally. Yes, if you, that's the Kanye
The best, like, relationship is when, like, your partner is, like, kind of, like, far away from you in a room, and, like, you make eye contact, and, like, you have, like, that moment, and then you continue your life. Like, the worst is when you need to be on top of them to show that you care, you know?
And that's why it's kind of like BDE, because you can just be like, I know it. From here, I know it. And then, like, I can do this, and it's not a big thing.
Exactly.
Which is, like, and again, not to just keep bringing it back to dating. I always, like, try to steer it back when I should let it flow. But, hey, Scorpio. But, like, that, like, so many of our listeners write, and I just wanted to say, like, BDE. Like, read the article, you'll get it. Have the BDE. Just, like, go into it with, like...
How do we have it? What's the, like...
I mean, like, that's the thing. Maybe you can't get it, but, like, try to, like, act like a person who has it.
I feel like Lindsay has it.
I think you can have it. That's really nice. I have to say, like, I constantly think about my life as a man, like, if I were a man, and I am positive I would have a big dick. And it makes me almost sad because I'm, like, I'm wasting a big dick.
Totally. You could be out there fucking slaying.
My hands are massive. Massive hands. So I'm like, I would be slaying, but whatever. But I think to have BDE, you really have to go to a level of, like, not giving a fuck what people think.
I think that's
fine. And, like, you are you, like, in the same way that, like, Corinne, like, has BDE. Like, she knows that, like, she's not about to change for anyone who, like, wants her to change. And I think a lot of women and men who find themselves in more of, like, a beta category don't have BDE. And I think if you stand your ground and, like, you just, like, don't kind of change for anyone and you don't sacrifice too much, like, in a relationship to the point where, like, you lose yourself, you can maintain BDE.
I think that was really well put. It's so about just, like, just fucking being yourself.
Keeping yourself, like, keeping your independence.
And as one, and even your independence with, like, in a relationship. I feel like the maybe what I was just thinking was, like, find the relationship that lets you have your BDE fully. Like,
exactly. That's
like, be with the person, like, where you could be your crazy or whatever it is. Like
don't
you don't
let
have
your
to have
BDE be tamed.
Like, I don't have BDE all the time, but there are situations where I have it, and that needs to be okay with the person I'm with. If that makes sense?
Yeah.
I think you both have BDE for the record.
That's, like, the nicest thing anyone's
so
ever
nice.
Said to me.
It's true.
I'm always thinking about what it's like.
I don't
think
anyone without BDE would be, like, speaking to the world on a podcast. Like, you have to just have BDE to even walk in that door, I feel like. Like, you're putting yourself out there. Like, you have to not care what people think. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to talk freely as we are, you know?
Yeah.
That's true. That's fair.
I feel like I have, like, neurotic BDE.
Same. But no, like, I'm,
like,
genuinely...
deep down, I feel it, but all on the surface,
yes,
I'm just
yes.
worrying. Have you ever met anyone who you think isn't intimidated by anyone?
No. I'm telling you, no. Everyone is intimidated by one person, at least.
And if they're not, they're, like the...
I just want to make a poll question about it.
Yeah.
It's a good
That's a really good question. Listeners, write in. If you know someone even, because I don't know, I feel like we're all pretty, like, vulnerable and listening to podcasts. Yeah. We're all intimidated by someone, like,
bully.
We're podcasting.
Mean, to be honest with you guys, intimidated by someone. I recently found out that a friend of mine, who I love very much, is afraid of me. And it was heartbreaking.
Huh.
It was really heartbreaking.
How did you find out? Did he or she tell you?
A mutual. Like, that's closer with them.
Interesting. And
I'm still, like, kind of sad about it. But I think it's the kind of thing where, like, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to show them that, like, you're not, like, you know what I mean?
Totally. Well, one of my best friends from college, mm-hmm. Haley, mm-hmm. who you know well, when I first met her, I was terrified of her. For, like, 6 months, I was terrified of her, and everyone else I knew at school was terrified of her, too. Because she has this thing, like, she was just, like, fucking cool. Like, she, like, chain smoked and was, like, fucking a hipster before it was really a thing. And just was, like, always
ahead. I can see that.
And just, she has a little bit of a, like, she has a no bullshit attitude that once you know her is the most lovable thing in the world. But when you don't know her, it's scary. Mm-hmm. And I knew her for like a year and had become really close with her. And I like finally confessed to her. I was like, yo, the first 6 months I knew you, I was terrified of you. I thought about every word that came out of my mouth around you
because
I
wanted to be. How amazing that you said that to her.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I'm a Gemini. I can't not say my feelings eventually. But she was
that's why, like, I can only deal with, like, people that have that personality trait that you just said.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's, like, I'm still friends with this girl. We have plans, like, tomorrow. And I found out she was scared. You know what I mean? Like, that's a weird
thing. It's hard. But it's also, like, so Haley's response was that, like, she was, like, she basically, to me, was like, dude, all of these different people have said this to me after I've gotten close to them, that they started out being terrified of me, and I don't like that. Like, it was
It's hurtful.
It then makes you insecure.
The last thing I want is for anyone to be scared of me. I feel like that's, like, the opposite of, like, lovable.
Weirdly, and I don't know your friend, and I'm not trying to project onto her, but I think that's the, like, double-edged swordness of BDE. Because I think it's, like, when you are super internally, like, confident and secure,
you're 100% right.
Other people can feel like
100%. Like, I already know that if I met Rihanna, like, I would be very scared and, like, really, like, I would have anxiety about, like, little things that I did around her. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, like, I completely get that.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's if you don't have BDE, or even if you do have BDE, if someone has more BDE than you or anything like that, it's very scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Because I think it's also, you know, everyone, Rihanna, the person, in the same way that everyone's intimidated by someone, I think everyone
is intimidated by Rihanna.
Is intimidated by Rihanna. But also, like, has their own insecurities.
Yes.
Even if they're tiny. Even if your self-confidence is so fucking gangbusters. Yeah,
even if you're a model.
Yeah. Like, you have some insecurity about something about yourself. And meeting people who are super, super secure about things that you're insecure about only serves to highlight your own insecurity.
Wow.
You know?
Facts.
Like, the people who intimidate me the most are the people who have confidence in the areas I'm insecure.
Wow. My mind is blown right now.
Like, everyone's just a mirror.
Well, that's,
you know?
Like,
everyone is such a mirror. You're right. And, like, I have nothing but love for this girl. And you're absolutely right. Like, I'm doing X, Y, and Z that she's not able to do. And vice versa. But she doesn't think about that part.
Totally.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Like, she has a sick job. She's able to work for somebody. I can't work for anybody.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Anybody. Like, yeah, I am like, what did you just tell me to do?
Yeah.
Like, I'm done here.
Yeah.
Like, those are little things that, like, we admire, too. The grass is always greener.
Totally.
Yep. And then, it's fucking the thing with dates. Sometimes at the beginning of this fucking whole process, I'm just having a moment because we had to talk about this on a little interview thing we did today. Yeah. Like, I was always judging, even if I thought the guy was kind of, like, fine. I was just concerned about, did he text me? Did he want to hang out again? Even if I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally changed. I feel like my BDE has pendulum swung, but only 100%. In terms of something.
We should explore that more. Like, I had a similar realization, like, not exactly about text, but I was like, I don't need a title
when
I'm dating someone.
Yeah, no.
Because that's, like, just for what?
That's
like, for me to, like, prove to friends that this guy's into me.
Yeah.
That's such a good point. Yeah.
You know?
That's
like, when things are going well, like, you don't need the text. You don't need the title. Like, you just need to observe the fact that things are going well. And then, like, you won't fuck it up, I feel like.
Liza's always like, it'll feel easy. And it's like,
she's right.
Exactly. She's right. True.
And also, and, like, this is where I think I insult people and whatever. We can cut this if it's too douchey. But I feel like that extends to, like, marriage. Sometimes I feel like, and not with everyone. Some people are deeply in love, whatever. But sometimes I feel like people get married for their fucking Instagram engagement pictures and wedding pictures and online announcements. And I'm like, if it's enough.
I married my best friend.
Yeah. Hubby. So, like, hashtag hubby. That's the shit where I'm like.
Yeah.
Why?
No, I agree. I think a lot of that is bullshit, but I think that you are onto something when you say it's going to be easy when it's the right person, because I actually had a woman come on my podcast recently who, she wrote a book that I have here. I think it's called It's Not You. It's Not Me, It's You. And it's basically talks about how, like, you know, you need to, it's kind of similar to like, he's just not that into you. And she goes into, how it should be very easy. She is in love with her husband. She thinks he's so hot. She like loves the connection they have. It's fun. It's not boring. And never once was it difficult. And a lot of women, and like no disrespect to women who are in a relationship that is more work, but a relationship shouldn't really be work. That's what work is, you know? So when I heard this from her, I was like, that's exactly what I'm looking for, is easy, you know?
Totally. Yeah. And it takes a while to realize that's what you want, because everything out there is geared like The Game or whatever. Not that I've even read The Game or, but like just that like dudes are just playing games with us. And so the ones who like are tough are the best that we could get. And it's just like all that bullshit is bullshit. So wrong. And I wish I could, if I could go back and tell myself anything at like 21, 22, like, no, like in college, have fun, play games, whatever. Yeah. But like when I really, not even that I was looking for something serious, just like started to take things more seriously, like get, like, it just shouldn't feel that way. It shouldn't even feel that way after a first date, whatever. But like, that's kind of where I'm like, if you don't get the text you want, well, wait and see, but don't stress it. Like, or ask him, let's go out again and see what happens. Because it just shouldn't be a stress or an anxiety. And like, I was addicted to the anxiety, honestly, before this podcast. It's so cheesy, but now I'm just
I'm totally with you. I actually, one of my therapists, said,
we love therapy. We're like sponsored by therapy.
I mean, like, this episode is about New York. Yeah.
When you feel butterflies for someone, it's actually like a bad feeling. It's the reason you feel that way is because your stomach is in knots, because you're nervous, because you don't feel confident with that person. You don't feel safe or secure. And when you just feel like a steady love for somebody that like comes in waves every so often, it's like the right kind of relationship. So
yeah,
like definitely keep that in mind.
Well, it's the fuck yes thing too. We were talking about earlier. Exactly. Like I feel like that so much with my current boyfriend, like not to be the cheesiest, but it's like, even like there have been times that have been hard. There have been times we've been fighting more than others, but the fuck yes, like has never gone away. And that's what's made it different. It's like, I never am like it's always just like, even when there's problems, we were talking about this recently, like even when it's like a fight, it's like, we're fighting towards something together. It's like very constructive.
An amazing and very, like wise point that you just made. There's an author, I think it's like Malcolm Gladwell maybe, and he talks about how he knows within like 5 seconds of meeting a couple or seeing them fight if they're gonna last. And if they're fighting like with the opposite of what you mentioned, like with no desire to like be on the same team, with like no connection to each other, with like a deadness in their eyes, like it's over basically, with like contempt for one another, thinking the other's better, whatever it is. But if they're fighting and they're kind of like laughing, or they're fighting and like they know they're doing it to get to the same goal, which is like to be together, then they're a good match.
Yeah. But it's not going to be like easy all the time, but just like,
But it's like the fuck yes going away. I love that.
I love that. You both just said really wise things. I want to like highlight and make sure we put like in like the cluster. BDE then. You know.
But it's the same thing. It's the big dick couple energy.
Yeah. And that you can have that with anyone, and that you can even like walk into like a date with that, or you couldn't, but like you'd feel like that at the end of the date if it's the right like kind of first date. Nothing to be with them forever, but just like, I don't know. Again, I'm so annoyingly keep steering this back to like our first date listeners, but I don't know. So much like New York specific, but then I'm like, it's kind of nice that we're digging in so hard and it feels like it should just apply generally.
Yeah.
Like, it's coming down to the same thing we always come down to, like, just fucking do the thing and know what you're worth. And I don't know.
I agree.
Just like good, like you guys are wise.
Yeah.
No, you girls are wise.
I was like, women
you're
are
wise.
You're right. We are wise. No,
No, but I'm thinking, what should we round off? Round the thing.
Well, I think Lindsay should tell everyone where they can find her.
Yes, definitely.
You guys can find me in my apartment.
Her address is welcome.
You can find me at We Met at Acme on Instagram. Please check out the polls. They're really fun to do on the Insta story. And listen to an episode, and hopefully I'll have Kimmy and Liza on one of my episodes coming up. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for doing this and hosting us. Duh. And literally so many people in your life are making accommodations for us right now. Thank you.
And you can find us at...
Oh, yeah. We didn't...
We didn't.
Yeah. Where can we find you guys?
At 51 First Dates Pod on Instagram, on all of the things.
And email
Not
us...
Not that we tweet ever.
Email us your worst first date stories. We haven't been harassing so much for them recently, but I'm...
Yes.
I really love hearing them.
Wait. Can you quickly, like, in 2 seconds, tell me what the one that you've heard that's the worst so far is?
The guy who pulled his dick out.
Oh, yeah, that is the worst. Sorry, there was another pooping one. So I
There was a diarrhea
but
one.
But literally, that's like assault. So the guy who pulled his dick out. Oh. Yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The funniest one, I mean, that one wasn't funny. The funniest one was like a girl was on a date with a guy who got insane diarrhea and couldn't make it to the car. And he had to have diarrhea in the bushes when they were taking
a walk. He had diarrhea in the bushes.
He had diarrhea in the bushes while she stood there. And then he had to drive her home because she didn't have her car.
Anyway, follow us. Join the secret Facebook group. You guys have been amazing. And rate, subscribe,
review. How do I join the secret Facebook group?
We'll invite you. Or you can just Google. Oh, actually, that's a great question.
Right now.
We will. Like, how do I even do that? I still have to figure it out.
But you can go to Facebook.
Find it.
Type into your search bar, 51 First Dates Podcast Secret Group.
Yes.
Request it. And you will be added by someone.
Yeah.
And send us your worst first date stories and hit us up and let us know what you're thinking and what you want to hear from.
And rate, subscribe, review. Because
that helps. And if you know Jenny Mullen, send her to all of us.
Yeah,
totally. If you're Jenny Mullen's cousin, like, we want to do a crossover with her.
Also, Jenny goes by Jenny. That makes me feel better. Circling all the way back around. I don't even know if we recorded that.
Oh, Jenny and Kimmy.
Yeah, like she goes by not Jen.
I mean, people who have a Y at the end of their name are really amazing.
Okay.
You know what, honestly? It's BDE to have a Y at the end of your name.
You're right.
That's the only thing I have BDE about in my life.
There you go.
All right, and with that,
as always,
we'll say,
go on a date.
Go on a date.
Oh, is that what you say?
Yeah. Because we just want people to get out there.
Yeah.
Fucking date.
That's great.
Yeah.
Go on a date.
Special shout out and thanks to Jim from 5ohm for recording our episodes and making us sound pretty.
Yes, thank you. And also a big shout out to Anthony, also from 5ohm, for making us sound really good in post. And you should check 5ohm out online at 5ohm.com.
And that's spelled FIVEOHM. Ohm.